Hi, everyone. This is Keith Babb, legendary auctioneer of racing quarter horses in the United States. Been such a pleasure, and you're listening to Quarter Horse Racing Talk Podcast with Greg and Freddie.
And hello again, everyone. I'm Greg Thompson of StallionEsearch.com, listening to Quarter Horse Racing Talk here with Greg and Freddie. It's our podcast. We're episode four or five. I can't remember where we're at, Freddie, but want to say hello to everybody out there listening in quarter horse racing world. Glad to bring you these podcasts. Glad to be in front of the people that make the news in this quarter horse racing industry. We have a fantastic show on this podcast, on this episode, and definitely want to send a shout out to my sidekick here, Freddie Carmona of Stallion Esearch in Espanol.
Sí, como no, Freddie Carmona with Stallion Esearch in Espanol.
I always try to figure out what Cinco Mano means, Freddie.
It means yes, we can, or yes, of course. Like,
and I'm not sure we can even talk about what some of the theories of that I come up with, what that actually means.
It's pretty broad.
On this episode, we're going to talk with 2019 All-American Futurity winning jockey James Flores, as well as the newly crowned 2019 World Champion jockey James Flores. But before we get into that, let's pause for just a moment, and we'll talk with one of our sponsors here on Quarter Horse Racing Talk with Greg and Freddie.
StallionEsearch.com is the leader of the industry, no doubt about it. It's where the quarter horse racing world comes on a daily basis to read the headline news and research pedigrees on the quarter running horse. It's where stallion owners go to promote their stallions on the number one news entity in all of quarter horse racing. StallionEsearch.com, simply the best.
We have the 2019 AQHA World Champion jockey, James Flores. James, thanks for joining us here.
Greg, thank you. Thank you for having me. Freddie, thank you guys for having
me. Thank you for coming,
James. Thank you, everybody.
Thank everybody, including... I'm kidding, of course. James, tremendous year. I mean, there's so many starting points of discussions with you, but my gosh, what a year you've had in 2019. I mean, probably one of the most devastating Remington Park meets I've ever witnessed as a jockey. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you go to the mountain. You struggle a little bit throughout mm-hmm. the summer and then, of course, win the All-American Futurity. But before I get ahead of myself, kind of give us a snapshot of now that you're sitting in January, looking backward at this year that's already passed, kind of give us an idea of what kind of recollections you have of kind of give us a little timeline of what you saw this year mm-hmm. kind of laying out as.
Man, you know, like you said, it was a great year, and I have to agree, it was a tremendous year. I think, you know, any jockey would probably have loved to have been in my shoes. And Remington Park, it was just a phenomenal meet. I got to ride a lot of races, and I won a lot of races, and won a lot of bigger races, and I got to participate in a lot of the bigger events. I had worked really hard the winter before the spring has time at Remington, and it showed. I mean, all the hard work, it paid off, and like you said, I went out to Redoso and you know, I ate a lot of dirt. It was a tough meet out there, but you know, I didn't even really intend in going to Redoso. I actually had a few horses that I thought I could just come and ride in trials for the All-American, but I had to talk with myself, and I said, man, you know, I've already done this circuit that I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years, and I said, you know, I'm going to try something different. You know, I want to come get the whole full feel of Redoso, of the summertime, the weather. You know, everybody comes to the mountains, and they talk about how, oh, the weather's great, and it's just a good time, and they enjoy the scenery.
Good experience.
So, yeah, good experience, you know. So I spoke with Donnie Stewart, and I told him what I kind of had in mind, and he said that he would Donnie Stewart's my agent, by the way, for the people right. that don't know.
Yeah, the people that don't know that are listening yeah, in, yeah. James has had a long-time jock agent, Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight, yes, sir.
And Bobby had been with you for quite some time. How many years?
Like 7 or 8 years.
Seven or eight years, and of course, he went through the
put up for me for a long time.
He did put up with you. Well, we've been putting up with you a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's not start counting now.
Exactly.
The Bobby Knight, of course, you know, he had mentioned that you had mentioned in your AQHA World Champion speech mm-hmm. that Bobby had, you know, starting to deal with some medical issues. So mm-hmm. he did not go to the mountain with you, and you took up with Donnie Stewart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got with Donnie, and Donnie said, yeah, I'm all about it. And Donnie, he introduced me to quite a bit of people out there and a lot of great people. I mean, I don't think I met not one bad person. And great horseman. I got to ride for a lot of good trainers, a lot of you know, for good owners and stuff like that. I just, you know, earlier part of the meet, the luck wasn't really going my way. But I mean, I got a little lucky, and we qualified at like a derby and stuff like that, but didn't place, and then it kind of just picked up and rode that horse by the name of Violent Tiberius, and he ended up winning the Derby Challenge, and then, like, you know, things started going, moving forward, and we just stayed positive and hung in there, and you know, finished the summer strong, and ended up qualifying 3 to the Derby, which I'd like to thank everybody that I had the opportunity to ride for and qualifying in the Derby, and then qualified 2 into the Futurity, and then fortunately ended up winning the Futurity. So the summer was a good way to end, and yeah.
Being your friend, we get to see the raw emotion a lot of times, Freddie and I. I can't speak for Freddie, but seeing you after the trials and after you had realized that you had qualified, the horses that you'd qualified into the Derby as well as into the Futurity, is you just don't see that outward. I just don't see the outward emotion as much as I saw it from you. I mean, you expressed to me and Freddie, like, you know, you could just see the exuberance of how happy you were that you had this opportunity and all. It was great to see that.
Grateful.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I was, not only was I grateful, but I was just really happy. Not only just with myself, but the way everything just come together. Like I said, it was kind of a slow summer, but, I like to set a goal every year, and I had set 3 goals this year, and or in 2019, and I accomplished them. You know, I worked hard, and you know, I stayed focused, and I just worked, and I worked and tried to get better, and so I guess when you guys saw me, you saw that I was happy. I mean, I was very happy. One of my goals was to qualify the All-American and to win it.
And you did.
I remember talking to you earlier last year, 2019, in Remington, and you mentioned to me that you wanted to become the world champion. I'm not going to forget that. And I want to say thank you for letting us witness that, you know, your road to the championship. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I just...
You're very focused.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... For some reason, I've rode the last few years, and I just, I don't know, for some reason, I thought, man, I want to step up my game, you know, I want to work harder, and I want to just prove that I can be one of the young riders that eventually be remembered as a young man who was, eventually made it to be a top rider, and, you know, I just try to stay focused and stay positive.
Okay, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsor here on Quarter Horse Racing Talk with Greg and Freddie. Introducing the outcross the quarter horse racing world has been longing for, the talk of the town, Power Jam. The 2-time track record holder at Del Mar and Santa Anita, going 5.5 furlongs in his stakes-winning career. Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert says that Power Jam was the fastest and quickest horse he had ever trained. And AQHA champion breeder Dr. Steve Burns of Burns Ranch, who was one of the first foals of Power Jam, says that we have a Power Jam colt at Burns Ranch. He is definitely a 10. Standing at Jumonville Farms in Louisiana, and at a reduced stud fee of $1,800, down from $2,500 for the first 100 contracts, the mighty impressive Power Jam.
Here on Quarter Horse Racing Talk with Greg and Freddie, and we have, of course, we're with the 2019 AQHA World Champion jockey James Flores. James, going into the All-American Futurity, you had a very good shot. You know, of course, I'm not going to say here and I tell you that I called your shot and said, you know, I had all my money on Mr. Jess Jenkins, but take us through that day of the All-American Futurity of 2019. Lead us up to the gate and tell us about that adulation you had to feel when you crossed the wire.
The horse, he was training really well, and the horse was just real focused going into the gates. The horse, he did everything. He did all the right things that a horse should do to perform big. And he was focused, and the horse, when he got in the gates, he stood good. You know, you gotta be standing good in the gates to leave good, and those are key things. You know, to winning, but the horse, he was just mentally ready. I mean, the horse, he was focused, he was dialed in, and he ran a huge race. I mean, he got bumped like the second or third jump away from the gates. And it's like when the other horse bumped him, it's like it helped him just explode. And he ran immaculate. I mean, he ran a great race.
James,
great trial race.
Whenever you get on top of a horse, do you feel this is the horse? Have you ever had that feeling?
I can tell a lot. I can feel one. You know, the horse, how he's feeling. Like, the horse is just pumped. You know, he's mine. Like, he's just dialed in. He's set. Like, when a horse gets into the gates, and when you get in the gates and you have a horse that's just, he's just looking straight down the racetrack, and he has his ears bent slightly back, and it's like no movement or no noise is bothering this horse. It's like, man, just focus. You better leave with him because he's going to go.
And this is when Mr. Jess Jenkins gave you that indication.
Perfect. The horse was standing there excellent, like, didn't move. Nothing bothered him. Like, it was just like, this horse was just dead ready. I mean, he was focused, and like I said, he ran a good trial race, and it was actually a really strong headwind in his trial, and he ran huge on it. You think he beat the field by like two lengths, and I told my agent, I said, man, this horse, he can win the final.
Coming along the outside in the All-American Futurity. I mean, last 100 yards, you had mentioned to me in the interview after the race, you could kind of peek over, and I think you had mentioned to me that you could peek over, and you could kind of see that, you know, Ricky and them were on the inside in your peripheral. But crossing the wire, you were fairly sure you had it.
I was positive when we crossed the wire that I was in front, and sure enough, he was.
That was a great race.
But like I said, the horse, even going into the final, like he just repeated. He repeated his race.
He came back.
He was focused, and the horse was happy. And the horse that was next to him, DF Mischievous.
Yes.
Yeah, the horse, he got a little startled in the gate and got a little sideways and stuff. That kind of worried me. But immediately I jumped off. I jumped off my horse, and I had the assistant starter back the horse, my horse out, because the horse next to him had his legs crossed, and I was scared that he was going to, you know, hit him or bump him or something. So I jumped off the horse, and I had the assistant starter, and he did a phenomenal job backing him out and getting him out of there so he didn't get in any trouble, and got him out safely. When they backed us out, I was almost worried that was going to blow my shot, because I was like, man, he was perfect. He walked in the gates, and he stood in there, and I had already grabbed a light hold of the mane, and I'm like, we were just waiting for the gates to open. You know, he was perfect. Like, the horse knew, like, that was going to be time. So whenever they backed him out, and I was like, man, this is going to make him lose his focus. I said, but when I jumped back on him, I kind of just, you know, smooched at him and got him back on the muscle, and like, it didn't even faze him. He went right back in there and stood perfect. And they said horseback. When the starter opened the gates, I mean, he just jumped out in front, and I saw a beautiful Rio Doso Downs racetrack.
Prettiest
red track. All I saw was a beautiful red surface, and you know, I saw the crowd, and I put a big smile on, and I said, I'm gonna win it.
All right, this is one of those take me back to Titanic moments where I want you to take me back to Titanic, but you're crossing the wire here, All-American Futurity. Take me back to what's going through the mind of James Flores once you pass across the wire, and you just mentioned that you knew that you won the race. Pulling up all these things that you've gone through in your life, certainly want to get to those in just a bit. Tell me what's going through the mind of James Flores when you're crossing the wire about, I mean, you've won the All-American Futurity, the pinnacle of the sport.
That is one of the things that was going through my mind. Wow, I won. But there was probably several other things. And another thing was, like I said, I had set a goal. And the goal was to win, and I said, wow, you know, I accomplished the goal that I set my mind on.
Did it hit
doing
right there in that second?
I was like, dude, I had it in my mind. I said, man, I'm going to ride a winner this year. I'm going to ride an All-American winner this year. And when I crossed the wire, I was like, man, it happened. It just
happened.
Is that
the reason where you were so cool and collected after winning the All-American?
I was just trying to keep my composure, man, trying to just, you know, not get too excited and carried away.
Off
but
the list, right?
Yeah, just tell you, it went off. And just because this was the first time doesn't mean I wouldn't like to do it again. I mean, obviously, I want to do it again. But no, that was the feeling.
Okay, that'll just about wrap it up for this episode of Quarter Horse Racing Talk with Greg and Freddie. We'd like to thank James Flores, 2019 AQHA World Champion Jockey, for coming in and talking with us here on the show.
Tune in next time. Quarter Horse Racing Talk with Greg and Freddie on stallionesearch.com. It's the talk of the town in quarter horse racing, Sovereign Racing Partners. The groundbreaking quarter horse racing partnership taking the industry by storm. And plans are being made for the upcoming 2020 yearling sales, so don't be left out. Why shoulder the expense all on your own when you can have multiple chances through a quarter horse racing partnership? So come join us. Visit us at sovereignracingpartners.com.